Miseches Brachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, 2:6. This Mishnah has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. It's off topic. In the previous Mishnah, we had been speaking about Rabban Gamliel and how, despite the fact that he was Potter for saying Kriya Shema on the night of his wedding, he did. So in a similar theme, here in Mishnah Vav, we're going to discuss how Rabban Gamliel was Rochetz. He washed himself on the night after his wife passed away, and that is not normally permitted. So just a bit of background to understand the issue of the Mishnah here. When a person is an avelus, that is to say, after burying one of his seven closest relatives, Zayin Krovim, who are his mother, father, sister, brother, son, daughter, and wife, if one loses one of those seven people, so after their burial, he is called an avel, a mourner, and while a person's an avelus, he may not, amongst other things, he may not do rechitza, wash himself, either his whole body in cold water, even, or even part of his body, like hands and face and so on, in warm water. One may not do that while in avelus. I think many are familiar with that because of the 9 days in Av. Now, that being the case, Rabban Gamliel would not have been allowed while being in avelus to do rechitza, to wash himself. And yet we'll see in the Mishnah he did. So the Mishnah says, Rachatz balala harishon shemesa ishto. On the night after his wife died, and she had been buried already, so Rabban Gamliel now is in avelus, and he may not do rechitza. According to Rambam, what he did is use warm water. Others, he took a bath in cold water. And therefore, his students objected, like in the previous Mishnah. Amar lo Talmidav, his students said, lo lamaratanu Rabbeinu, didn't you teach us, our master, sha'avel asr lirchotz, that when one is in mourning in those 7 days, he may not wash himself? Amar lahem, eini kishar kol adam. He said, I'm not like most people or many other people. Istinus ani, I'm an istinus. Now, istinus, according to the Bartanura, means that my constitution is that I'm always cold. And that being the case, I was suffering from coldness, and to warm myself up, I used the warm water. Now, normally if something would be usur and forbidden, it would be usur, and one obviously couldn't make excuses. But the idea behind the prohibition of rechitza, of washing oneself while during avelus, is that a person should not luxuriate in the wake of his relative having died. But removing suffering from himself, if he's uncomfortable, that is not luxuriating, and that will be permitted. So that the idea is that if a person to take sort of a bath while in avelus is inappropriate because he's sort of indulging himself, but if he's dirty or uncomfortable and needs to wash himself to alleviate that discomfort, that will be allowed. According to the Bartanura, what's happening here is that he was cold to the bone, let's say, and to warm himself up, he used the hot water. That wasn't to luxuriate, but simply to relieve himself of discomfort, and that is not prohibited. That kind of washing to relieve oneself of discomfort is not prohibited while in a avelus. Others learn that istinus simply means he was of a delicate constitution. He was fragile and sensitive. It was the best word, sensitive, and he simply said, I can't endure being uncomfortable and dirty. I need to clean myself. And many poskim in the modern times rule that all of us, or most of us, are in this category of istinus, of delicate, fragile, sensitive people, because it's hard to imagine for most of us the discomfort of going through 7 whole days without ever washing our hair or washing our bodies, and those people would be in the same kind of category. Now, I can stop there, and I wanted to say one more technical point for those who want to understand this part of it. The Mishnah emphasizes that he was Rochetz Balala Harishon. He washed on the first night. Now, that shouldn't be relevant because avelus goes for 7 days. So there's a question why that's important on the first night specifically. So this implicates another issue regarding the mourning process. The truth is, when a person loses one of his seven relatives, he immediately becomes not an avel, but an onen. A mourner, I don't know how to translate it better, a mourner of that category, onen, and a ninus, that situation is a doraisa concept from the Torah, as opposed to avelus, which is presumably a rabbinic construct. Now, the onen would be someone who's lost his relative until they're buried, and that a ninus process continues on during the first day and extends into the nighttime also. Now, according to many people, the rules of aninus also are similar to the rules of avelus, and one may not wash himself while being an onen, according to the Torah. Others learn, by the way, that Aninus only restricts one midoraisa from eating Maaser Sheni and Kadshim, if that's familiar to you. But it could be understood here that there's a big machlokus already in the Gemara whether the Aninus phase is just midoraisa during the daytime, but comes the night after the person died, where the Aninus is only extended midorabanan, or others say, no, the whole first day and night after one loses his relative, he's an onen, midoraisa, on a Torah level. So it could be understood that the reason why we're focusing on the first night here is to say that Rabbi Gamliel held that the Aninus category only applies midoraisa from the Torah during the day, but not that night. And although, of course, if it were midoraisa on that day, he would not be allowed to be lenient just because he's an istinus, and he wouldn't be able to wash himself at all. And therefore, he wouldn't have washed himself even as an istinus during the daytime that he lost his relative, but comes at nighttime since it's only rabbinic. And the way the rabbi set it up in terms of making that rabbinic injunction, it's only a prohibition against luxuriation. So I call it luxuriating himself, not a prohibition against relieving himself of suffering.